NRSC to drop $53 million in TV ads to retake Senate majority. By Hannah Blow on May 12, 2022. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, is gearing up for the midterm elections as they plan to spend $53 million in airtime leading up to November in hopes of regaining the majority. According to The Hill, the $53 million in airtime will focus on key Democrat opponents including Senators Raphael Warnock, DGA, Mark Kelly, DOZ, Maggie Hassan, DNH, and Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV. It appears Republicans plan to spend the most, $9.5 million, on Warnock, who could face Republican Herschel Walker, R, in the general election. Another $8 million will target Kelly in Arizona. Notably, a March survey found Kelly trailing a generic Republican in Arizona's Senate race. Additionally, Republicans will spend $9 million on Hassan in New Hampshire and $3 million on Masto in Nevada. According to The Hill, the NRSC also has plans to spend $9 million defending Senator Ron Johnson, R, in Wisconsin, where he awaits the winner of a crowded Democratic primary. And the party will lay down $8 million in Pennsylvania and $6.5 million in North Carolina, both states where Republican incumbents are retiring this year. The advertising dollars bring to more than $300 million the amount of money the top Republican and Democratic campaign committees and super PACs have announced they will spend this year, as parties and outside groups race to lock down less expensive advertising rates before costs soar after Labor Day. The midterms come as Democrats continue to struggle with the dire state of affairs in President Biden's America, from 40-year high inflation to baby formula shortages to record high gas prices. Republicans need just one gain to take the majority, as it is currently split 50-50, with Vice President Kamala Harris serving as the tiebreaker, ultimately giving Democrats control of the chamber.